You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Jason LeCompte. He is a Master of the Arts in Marriage and Family Therapy. He's also a licensed associate counselor and brand new owner of the Bentonville Counseling Clinic. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. All right, so tell us about Bentonville Counseling. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so I've been a counselor, a therapist for the last 4 years, and I've been working with individuals and couples and families, essentially. So we do, I call it relationship counseling.
Right.
And so we're going to be doing individual and relationship counseling of all forms.
Has this been it for 4 years? You've been doing the counseling thing for 4 years? Or did you have a previous career before that?
I did, actually. I had all the previous careers before that. I started out in the arts. I got an undergrad degree in theater. So I was actually an actor for about 10 years in Chicago.
Wow.
And then, I moved on from there and got into retail, and I was a retail manager for about 8 years. And at some point in my early 30s, I was like, I'm not really feeling this whole retail stock and shelves kind of a thing.
Something
more fulfilling with my life. And so I went back to graduate school and found my home, man. I absolutely love what I do now.
That's insane. I mean, you aren't kidding. You really held all the jobs under the sun.
Yeah, sure.
And now with the counseling, was there something that happened, or what was the light bulb that went off that gave you this was your calling?
So yeah, a lot of different things. The biggest thing was, I think as I grew into an adult, became older, and I started to, I'd always been kind of curious why people do the things that they do.
Right.
But then as I met more people and more families, I started to notice that my family didn't communicate the same way as other families. And so that made me curious. And then a buddy of mine was in psychology and studying it. And we would have conversations about some of the theories and things like that. And I'm like, man, that's exactly the way that I think about people. So I really need to give this a go. And so I jumped in, and absolutely like home base from day one. It was amazing to fit. Yeah.
Don't you love when that happens? I just love when that happens. Now
yeah,
with your current Bentonville counseling, with the couples thing. Now the couples coming in, what are some of the major issues that they're trying to have you help solve?
I mean, if you want to boil it down, it's really a lot of times just about communication, right? So we all grow up in our own families. There's things that we're allowed to talk about that we're not allowed to talk about. We learn how to deal with feelings and emotions and words differently from our partner. So at some point, the person across from us was attractive enough and relatable enough for us to say, I want to spend the majority of my time with this person. But then, you know, the honeymoon ends and you kind of get down to the nitty gritty and you're like, oh wow, well, I don't apologize the way you apologize, or you're kind of passive aggressive. I don't really appreciate that. And so, you know, it might come down to where they're just not getting along anymore. And they got to come in and learn. I always joke about, I have to teach couples how to argue.
Right.
My tagline when I start to do relationship counseling, I'm like, I'm going to teach you guys how to fight properly.
Now, do you think, and I've always had this theory in my own head, and I'm certain that me and my current girlfriend have done this numerous times, but do you think is it a buildup of things, like little things build up and you don't say anything. Then finally the straw that breaks the camel's back. And now it's this huge blown out of proportion argument.
Sure. That's a pretty common form that takes, I call that kitchen sinking, right? So I'm not going to say anything until I throw everything at you.
Yeah, yeah. I never heard it put like that.
Yeah, kitchen sinking, yeah. So, but then another way is like couples will yell and yell and yell all the time, but they don't ever really actually talk about anything, right? They might yell about money. But what's really happening is like they're afraid that the person that they're with is spending too much money and that's threatening their security, or something that's a little deeper that's harder for them to talk about. So they choose to yell about money or yell about the dog or yell about, you know, whatever.
Now, in your extensive experience here, do you find that, are most of these relationship issues almost always solvable, or are there some things that, like, whoa, you know, you should get out while you can? What do you find in your experience that with the couples that you work with, that can most of this stuff be solved?
So it's sort of the inside joke and the tragic inside joke that couples relationships come to couples counseling as sort of a last ditch effort, right? Now, right. Nobody wants to come to couples therapy and admit that something is wrong.
Right.
So we often see folks that are, relationships are sort of in the last throes. There's so much hurt. There's so much trust loss. That's really, really difficult. But me, and I'm biased for sure in this case, I think that anybody can learn to forgive. Anybody can learn to trust again, to love again, to communicate the right way.
Right.
And that's just me. I think you can get over just about anything.
Would you say that if couples had sought out some kind of therapy earlier on, that some of these issues may have been able to be avoided, as opposed to, you know, going right in for it?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, none of us is perfect, right? And like I said, we all learn to communicate or not in our families of origin. And so, right? So I think everybody could use a little bit of therapy, whether it be individual and you just kind of learn about yourself and learn about your own patterns and things that you're blind to, or a little bit of early on relationship therapy just to kind of focus in on the things that a therapist or a quote unquote expert might see that you just might be blind to, because really all you can, you know, you're just clouded by love, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
The wool pulled over your eyes kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Jason, with your current practice, what do you see as the future? I mean, where do you want to take this?
I love this question because this is what I'm most excited about.
So, I knew it.
Yeah, for real. So the biggest thing that I have always been throughout my life as an educator, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so when I went back to school, I went to a social justice oriented graduate school, so Adler University in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I really sort of learned to start thinking like a social advocate. So one of the things that's near and dear to my heart is the LGBTQ population.
Right.
And being in Chicago, there's a great, like there's a very diverse population, it's very LGBTQ friendly. But now that I've moved myself and my family and my practice down to Northwest Arkansas, there's a lots of different cultural values down here.
I'm sure.
So one of the things that absolutely. So one of the things I want to do is, and we've already started this year, is to start educating the community at large. So I've started with some of the local high schools and spoke at a conference recently just about LGBTQ 101, right? So this is a community and a culture down here that's hungry for this information. They have no experience dealing with somebody who identifies as trans or someone who, you know, comes from a family and they identify as gay or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And so I feel really great about educating folks. So that's going to be a core part of the practice going forward. And then just expanding, bringing on other folks who are like-minded but have different specialties so that we can round out the practice a little bit and, you know, just be the best counseling service that we can in the area.
Now, was that the idea in moving down to Arkansas? That you can... Yeah.
So this was the thing. So we had a chance with my partner's career to come down here. And the choice for me was to say, let's stay in Chicago. Let's look at different options for you. And I can fit right into a nice, well-oiled machine with lots of different options, right? I can be a great contributor to the community, but there's all these sorts of things in place.
Right.
Or we follow your career. We come down here. And I be a trailblazer, right? I break out my machete and I start hacking through the woods and making inroads where there were no inroads before. And so that's what I chose to do. And that's the life that we chose together. And it's so far, man, it's been fantastic.
That's great, man. I mean, I really honestly believe, I mean, I'm from New York, so we are also hugely diversified here. And yeah. But I used to live in Pennsylvania, and I know that a lot of the people in some of these rural areas, it's not so much some kind of deep-seated hatred or whatever it is that you want to call it, but it's just they're deprived of information, you know?
Yeah, just and, ignorance, plain
right,
and simple.
Right, exactly. The simplest, they're not informed on the issues, and they're still living in, like, 1956. Well, anyway, Jason, we have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to turn kind of the last minute over to you. Where can people find your practice? Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website people can visit?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me temporarily on Facebook, fb.me/Bentonville Counseling. You can also contact me at jason@bentonvillecounseling.com or text or email is great too, 479-310-6850.
Wonderful. Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming on and giving
Thanks,
us
John.
A little insight into your professional world.
Yeah, appreciate it.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.